SBS Radio.
Penelitian baru menunjukkan bahwa kurang dari separuh pekerja Australia bekerja penuh waktu. Kreativitas dan fleksibilitas menjadi semakin penting di pasar kerja, di mana pekerjaan paruh waktu dan kerja santai menjadi lebih umum. Berikut laporan dirangkum oleh Amy Chen Yuang. Patrick Comerford menjalankan Catapult People, sebuah agen pembinaan karir untuk migran terampil dan murid internasional. Di usia 58, ia menjalankan bisnisnya sendiri dan juga bekerja sebagai kontraktor untuk perusahaan-perusahaan lain. Ini adalah pengaturan kerja yang semakin umum untuk generasi 50 ke atas.
What it means to me is some increased flexibility and some diversity of work, but it also means a lot of administration work. It also means being all things to all people on any given day and then not having any work the next day as well. So, and the work never comes to me consistently, so I've got to juggle balls, but it gives me great flexibility in terms of when I can work and how much I can handle work. But the most pleasurable thing, I think, is just the diversity of the work and the relationships that I have with different, their clients technically, but really ultimately they're employers.
Ini adalah realitas yang berbeda dari pekerjaan sebelumnya sebagai seorang manajer ketika ia memiliki asisten pribadi. Daripada menerima pembayaran cek reguler, ia sekarang memiliki ABN atau No More Business Australia dan mengirim faktur untuk menagih kliennya.
An employer, a business, is far more likely to have a conversation about someone coming to do a piece of work and then disappearing again, particularly if it's specialist work. The conversation about that piece of work may well lead to a PAYG job, but I think the employer feels less threatened if someone's coming to them and offering them the opportunity to just do a piece of work.
Sebuah laporan dari Komisi Hak Asasi Manusia menunjukkan hampir 3 dari 5 pencari kerja berusia lanjut mengalami diskriminasi usia. Patrick Comerford berpikir, masa depan bagi pekerja berusia lanjut adalah dengan bekerja banyak pekerjaan lepas, sedangkan pekerjaan paruh waktu lebih susah didapati.
Employers generally, if they're investing in a person, they want to have the benefit of that person on a full-time basis in a general sense. Yeah, the flip side of that coin is some employers only have a certain number of hours to afford and find it hard then to find people who will take on part-time work. I often wonder whether in this modern era, whether people over 50 have really got to start thinking about multiple streams of income as opposed to one permanent full-time job.
Basil Labroy adalah petugas senior di National Seniors Financial Information Desk. Ia mengatakan, pekerja berusia lanjut akan mendapatkan ABN mereka sendiri sebagai alternatif pengaturan kerja paruh waktu.
Many of them are in the situation where they more or less are becoming self-employed. They usually have to have an ABN and things like that because a lot of employers more or less want them on some sort of contract and don't want to pay them as employees, but rather that they are a contractor and they have to look after all their tax or anything else is concerned.
Jika Anda sudah pensiun, Anda bisa mendapatkan hingga $250 setiap 2 minggu tanpa mempengaruhi pensiun Anda di bawah skema bonus kerja. Batas ini akan meningkat menjadi $300 per 2 minggu pada tahun depan. Pekerja mandiri akan dapat menikmati manfaat yang sama mulai Juli 2019.
So someone might set up a business mowing other people's lawn and they're fit 67-year-old or through to whatever age they want to do it, and they'd be eligible for the new work bonus when it comes through.
Beberapa mungkin ragu bekerja lebih banyak jam untuk tidak mempengaruhi pensiun mereka. Tetapi, dengan penduduk Australia yang diatur untuk hidup lebih lama dan sehat, Labroy mendorong untuk terus menghasilkan uang.
If you can get work and you are happy to work, make the most of it. Get the best disposable income you can, even if it does affect your pension. Because if you have got work and you've got income that is affecting your pension, you've still got more disposable income than if you were on the full pension.
Tony Crosby mengelola konsultan manajemen karir Associated Career Management Australia. Crosby mengatakan, ada insentif bagi pekerja berusia lanjut untuk tetap bekerja paruh waktu dalam berpartisipasi di angkatan kerja.
People over 50 often have obligations that younger people don't have, like, you know, looking after older people, perhaps looking after grandchildren, perhaps a wind-down stage. So there's multiple reasons why people would look for part-time work. It's quite common these days.
Dengan laporan integrasi 2015 yang memperkirakan penduduk Australia berusia 65 tahun ke atas akan meningkat 2 kali lipat pada pertengahan abad, industri kesehatan akan terus tumbuh dengan permintaan untuk pekerja yang lebih banyak.
I wouldn't go much beyond the health sector because it's so large and there is so much demand. So, I could look at hospitality or other things, but, there's lots of opportunities in that health sector. It's a very, very big sector and mature-aged people are more empathetic to others in need.
Ageism adalah penghalang utama bagi pekerja berusia lanjut. Namun, ketika Anda telah memperoleh pengalaman profesional selama puluhan tahun di luar negeri dan berbicara bahasa Inggris sebagai bahasa kedua, mencari pekerjaan akan menjadi lebih sulit. Osama Buti, yang berusia 53 tahun, bekerja sebagai eksekutif pemasaran di Irak sebelum ia memasuki Australia sebagai pengungsi pada akhir tahun 2015.
It's very difficult to find a job when you are over 50. I don't blame the people who are not hiring the people who's over 50. Because when I got a factory or something like that, people prefer the young people because they do have the energy. But when you would like to do something and if you have the power, if you can say, no, I can't do it, and you prove that in front of the people so nobody can say no to you when you are achieving something, I'm sure that you can reach your dreams.
Melalui pelatihan dengan AMES Australia dan menjadi sukarelawan selama 6 bulan, tekad Buti mendapatkannya 2 tawaran pekerjaan lepas di AMES. Laporan baru dari Center for Future Work menunjukkan bahwa kurang dari separuh penduduk Australia bekerja penuh waktu dengan hak. Meski demikian, Buti berjanji untuk tidak akan hanya duduk dan menunggu peluang. Dengan bekerja setidaknya 6 hingga 9 jam per minggu dari 2 pekerjaan lepasnya, Buti juga sedang menjalankan diploma pengembangan masyarakat sebagai jalur menuju kerja penuh waktu.
It is very hard in Australia to live if you don't have a job. I do have a kids, I do have a family, and I do have bills I have to pay. If you would like to do something, you should go for it. I found myself that I should do something, I don't know when, but if you did have 2 part-time jobs, maybe in the future if they would like to hire someone who is ongoing, so you can get it.
Penasihat AMES Career Pathways Drew Vickery mengatakan tidak ada alasan bahwa usia harus menghentikan migran berusia lanjut dari mencari kerja. Pemerintah menawarkan insentif keuangan $10,000 di bawah skema restart bagi bisnis yang mempekerjakan pekerja berusia lanjut di atas 50 tahun. Meskipun skema restart dapat menarik bagi bisnis kecil dengan anggaran ketat, Vickery mengatakan kuncinya adalah untuk fokus pada nilai yang dapat Anda tambahkan ke pekerjaan.
Employers are keen to see what skills you're offering, so start the conversation there. But definitely it is something to introduce. You might come cheaper than other clients if they factor in the restart, but if that's all you're offering, you haven't got their attention. Whereas if you're offering the skills first and foremost, and then you're sweetening the deal with it, it can be very effective.
Tony Crosby mengatakan, jika Anda tidak memiliki pengalaman industri yang relevan, keterampilan Anda dapat meyakinkan calon pemberi kerja.
It's all about transferable skills. Things like teamwork, leadership, personal motivation, organizational skills, listening skills. These skills are wanted across all sectors. They're highly valuable.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.